In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is such a pleasure to be back here with you, Jordana.
It always is.
Always is. I gotta say, we get so many emails. I want to thank the listeners. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for writing in.
You've written in. You've shared with friends.
You come to the shows.
We're mid-January, and we're already in a better place than we were in 2019.
Yeah.
And that's because of you. That's how this whole podcast game works. There ain't no billboards. It's you, the listener, telling a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears, and then you listening, supporting our sponsors. When we can give you free money, we're going to do that. We only connect with companies that we think you would connect with.
Exactly.
And then you listen and we give you the ha's and all the stuff you want to listen to. We give you the entertainment. You give us the gentle feathering of our nuts that we need of you sharing it. And I'm going to ask you right now. Okay? There's a lot of, this podcast ain't free.
It's not.
It's not. Here's how you can pay us. Make it your Instagram story. That's right. Tag a bitch. Make it your Instagram story. Tell a friend. Anyone. Listen.
With ears.
I have moms come up to me. Moms. Single people. Married people. Engaged people. It's for everybody. It's about the discussion. That's what it's about. What's going on here at Betches, Jordana? Anything?
Well, we have a brand new weekly newsletter called Bachelor Breakdown. If you guys are watching The Bachelor, you should, one, watch Jared's Instagram stories
because they
are hysterical.
Every week, baby.
And it's better than the show. I personally feel that, and I've heard that from a lot of people.
That's very nice.
And you can also subscribe to our brand new weekly newsletter called Bachelor Breakdown about all things happening in Bachelor Nation, including our episode recaps.
So this would be like The Skim, but for Bachelor content.
Basically.
Which is great.
All you want to know. Make sure you subscribe at betches.co/BachelorBreakdown. That's betches.co/BETCHELOR breakdown. Do you have anything going on?
I got shows. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah this weekend, okay? I'm going to be in Buffalo the next weekend. I'm going to be in Nashville next month, Valentine's Day weekend. If you want to spend Valentine's Day, get your Galentine's Day with me in Nashville. I'm going to be in Nashville February 14th and 15th. Then I'm going to be in San Diego. Then I'm going to be... And then later on, Boston and New York City and place. I'm coming to your city. If you heard your city just now, bring the crew. This is what we love about you guys, the listeners. You come and have fun. Bring the whole group chat. I'm up there making the funnies and bringing the ha's. The Wizard of Ha is coming to town. So jaredfried.com, if you're in any of those cities. What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about the best way to end one of those tricky three-monthers.
The three-monther.
How many three-monthers do you think you've been in?
A three-month relationship.
The new Gilligan's Island, yes.
And we went to a dinner and he had some drinks and then went to a da-da-da. She sucked my dick and I went down on her. A three-month relationship. A three-month relationship. And now we want to end this thing because I know we won't marry. What do I do to get out of it? A three-hour relationship.
That should be the video.
That's the video.
There we go.
I got my dick sucked and we made out. We talked about old ex-girlfriend, boyfriend. That's not as good
he
as the first time.
He promised he would meet my parents, but...
But now we just want to fuck. A three-month relationship.
I feel like there should be a name for those. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's not tough. A relationship. It's like, they're called a thing. It's
a whenever situationship. Someone says, like,
a thing.
Yeah, we're hooking up. Right. I've been seeing.
There should be a name for someone something lasts for between 3 and like 5 months.
See, I've been in the 10-monther. I've been in the 3-monther. It's tough. These are the tough ones because you're basically like, you're cutting off the, to go back to the Gilligan's Island, you're cutting the rope to the boat before it's done working.
What do you mean?
Like, 3-monther, you don't really know the person enough to really make a decision on them personally. Like, it's not personal, I think, at 3 months. It's you know enough about them.
I almost feel like that's the most personal time to break up with someone.
Why is that?
Because it's like, I clearly think you're sexually attractive, right? Because, like, we've been having sex for 3 months.
Sure.
I think you're sexually attractive. And now it's kind of like, I've gotten to know your personality enough to realize that I don't want to hang out with you consistently
Interesting.
Anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it's like pretty, it's almost like when you have if you're dating someone for like 5 years and you break up, it's usually not like, it's almost like less personal then. Because then you're like, oh, like, we're real, like, I'm in love with you, but like, I just don't feel like this is going to last forever.
It's
or
practically
like, you cheated
not working.
On me or something like this happened. This is kind of like, I've gotten to know you really well. And I'm not interested.
But also, like, there's that thing of, like, it is interesting because a lot of people, what they say at the beginning when someone unfairly is asked what they're looking for, because I do think that's an unfair question.
Unless you know from the second
I think anyone that, if you go, I'm looking, everyone's looking for a relationship with someone at some point.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, that's why I don't think it's unfair so much as it's, like, an obvious question.
It's an obvious, but a lot of women, and this is the way I would feel as a guy, is that what are you looking for? And you go, and you say the same thing. You go, well, I'm going to date and I want to meet someone that I connect with. And hopefully that person I connect with, we end up together.
Right.
That's kind of the bullshit answer I would give.
Right.
Because
that's true.
It is because it is true. Right. But it's also like,
doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. Also, you know, women sometimes hear that, and I don't mean to make this every woman, but like sometimes that's heard as, oh, they want to be serious. And you go, yeah, I want to be serious. And then it's like, then you try it out and you go, I'm not with you.
Right.
And now you're blamed.
Well, that's why it's personal.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not that I didn't want a relationship. It's that I don't want a relationship with you.
Yeah. This isn't going to work. You know, going out. And here's the thing. Going out and meeting new people fucking sucks, and it's strenuous. So you're choosing to be strenuous versus sit on the couch with this person.
Right.
That's kind of what you're saying. You're like, I want to be alone or with someone that I've barely met twice more than you.
Over this. Yes.
And I hate making it personal though, because I agree with you. I've changed my mind in 2 seconds.
That is very personal.
But it is personal. But I hope it's not felt that, you know, like I get worried making it a personal thing, because I do think, like, I've been in that situation. Like, I was on another podcast as a guest, okay? And she posed a question that was pretty good. I enjoyed the question. What's the movie you would write about your life? Or how would you make a movie about you?
Okay.
And the answer I gave that I kind of thought was a good idea, and, you know,
you're
her,
like,
and I talk
you're
about
like,
it.
Well, Brad Pitt is going along his very way trying to be a stand-up comedian.
That's right. Just Brad Pitt living his life. Yeah, that's sorry. Yeah. I said I would like to see the movie of 5 of my relationships that were not just hooking up, that were a little bit more than hooking up.
Okay.
How those lives would have ended up. So like
with like if you
with
committed
them,
to
if
any
I
one
had committed
of those people.
To those people. Because
that's cool. I like that.
You know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I took 5 examples of what life would have been with 5 different people that I was with 3 months, 10 months, a year, what would those lives look like?
Right. Where would you be now if you never exited?
If I never exited.
Right.
And I think that'd be an interesting movie, but that also is an admission to, you can make it work with a lot of different people. The idea of the one or the romanticized, you know, meant to be.
Right, your soulmate.
Soulmate.
Yeah.
To me, that's bullshit. Like, it's who does the puzzle piece
work
fit
with at the right time?
Yes. Right. And to me, when I'm looking back on my life with people that I've been with for 3 months or hooked up with or situationship or all that stuff, I don't look at any of them and go, dodged a bullet there. You know what I mean? Like, it is, at the time, I don't want to be in a relationship with you.
Right.
But looking back, that doesn't mean they weren't unrelationship. They weren't relationship worthy.
Right. They just didn't match up with who you were at that time and what you needed at that time.
Absolutely. Or what my, you know, the list of things and needs and all that stuff were.
Right. And I think a lot of people, again, think like, oh, well, like there's so much disposability because there's so many options and there's the dating app. But it's also kind of like nice because now you can make like a really informed, like you don't have, like this isn't 1930. You don't have to marry that person that you had 3 months invested with.
Even 20 years ago, the person you were 3 months, you're like, I guess this is it. There's not really many people, other people to meet. And then you get 20 years down the line and you go, well, I got this job and money and I've met new people and I've started to travel, like Delta does flights for $200 to Nashville and I can just go there.
It's not sponsored.
You know, but I'm saying, like, you know, now like a guy's like, the guy or girl looks at their spouse and goes, yeah, I kind of felt like I missed out on some other things and I wish I had done those
waited
when we first met.
Experienced other things or had a...
What have you? Yeah. So what is the email about?
The email says, J&J, big fan of the pod, male late 20s listener.
The men are coming.
They're coming. They're writing
they're
in.
They're coming.
They've been seeing this girl for almost 3 months, had the exclusive talk about a month ago. She's great, super nice, and we have a good time. But I'm already getting the feeling that I don't see this going anywhere long term. It's not that I don't want to, but I just can't see it. Is this normal? Do I see where things go? Or is this a sign to just be honest and break up?
I think it's normal. I think I feel for this guy because this is the hardest breakup to do.
Can you explain this to me? Because sure. Like, I just can't relate to the feeling of like I'm with this person. They're great. They're really nice. We have a great time. And I'm like, what does it mean? I can't see it going anywhere long term. Like, they're great, but like not great enough to marry. They're great, but like not great enough to like meet their parents. Like, I don't really like get. Like, I think I just maybe that there are like females who feel this.
Sure.
But for me, it's usually like if I'm with someone 3 months, like
we're still figuring this out.
Right.
Maybe that's the difference is like.
How could you know that like you don't see it going anywhere long term? Well, like, what does that even mean?
Well, I'm trying to think of emails that we've gotten. A lot of the female ones that are about breaking up with someone are usually like 3 to 4 years is a stale. And a lot of the men ones are earlier.
Yeah.
They're like, well, this is 3 to 4 months. I don't see it.
Right.
You know, like women a lot of times are working through it to the nub.
Like, right. We're like, I need to like, right. I need to really, really know before I cut this off.
Exactly. And guys are like, you know, this tastes kind of funky. I'm going to get out. You know, like even before you even taste it. You know, like I understand your question though is interesting.
Like, what does it mean in your head when you think that?
It's you've felt this, right? Yeah, I've done this. None of it means you're not good enough for meeting my parents. None of it means you're not good enough personally to be married or to go. But I think when I've done it, if I'm going to be perfectly honest, it was like I don't really want to be.
You can say it even if she's listening, the one who you did
about,
this to.
It's not about the person listening or the people listening. It's just I'm trying to suss out how I feel. You're just like, I don't see a rainy day with this person in 10 years. You know, like, I just don't.
Just hanging out, right.
Yeah, the two of us isn't enough of an adventure, enough of a...
Can you feel that right away, though? Like, can you know that right away?
I think also a lot of times guys are so, like, fun attracted. Like, they're so casual. They sort of so lean towards casual that... Sometimes 3 months in, if it's getting on track, like to me, every guy wants to be climbing a mountain while on belay. So you want to be mountain climbing at 3 months, but you also want to be tethered to the mountain.
Okay.
So with a girl that you're like 3 months in with, you want to know that you're doing fun shit and going on the adventure and... You know, you're going on together. And then, but you also want to know, like, this rope is pretty good.
Like, I could leave?
No, that this person is like your rope. Like, you know, like it just, I think so. I'm vamping right now. I'm trying to figure out. Just like, I'm just like going on and on while I try to figure out an answer. I don't know.
It's just a feeling.
It's just a feeling.
I just don't get it.
But also the question always comes with like a personalized touch, and it's not personal. Like I when you're asking that question, you're like, am I not good enough to meet the parents? Anyone's good enough to meet these old fucks. You know, like, you know, like, am I not good enough to be married? Yeah, I could work through this.
Am I not good enough to be your girlfriend? Is that like what the, like, are you waiting for something better than me to be your girlfriend?
No, I guess. Yeah. I better for me.
Yeah.
You know,
not
like
better than me, but better for you.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Better for me, not than you. Yeah. Right. You're right. That's why these breakups, like, they tend to drag out, because guys are, we're asked to give some sort of diagnosis. We don't know.
Right. Well, that's the hardest part for us, is when there's nothing, like we've talked about this before, like, there's nothing to pinpoint. It's not like when you're kind of like, it's hard to make sense of something that the other person also cannot make sense of. And it seems like you're like, well, you're saying everything's great. You like hanging out. I once had a guy that was like, yeah, like, seeing you is like the highlight of my week, but I just like don't really want to be in a relationship.
Do you know what
I'm like, I can't imagine ending the thing that was the highlight of my week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, if like hearing from me is the highlight of your day, then like seems like an odd thing to do.
Yeah, all that stuff is bullshit to get out of there. You know, like, yeah, it's like, yeah, guys on their way out are just like saying whatever they can to get the fuck away from.
It's so funny because we're just clinging to like every last thing is like some sort of explanation for.
Right after they say we should end this, you should not listen to anything that comes out of their mouth or take any of that thing seriously or take it all to heart, take any of it to heart. I don't know. When I've been in this situation, it's just not, you know, I think also a lot of guys get into these things, it starts turning into a relationship, and they go, yeah, I thought I was ready. I'm not. I thought I was ready for those next steps, because.
Well, that's the part that we think is bullshit.
I know, but it's not. Like, I've said this on this show, women are like, the relationship bus, it picks up and goes to the next stop. It doesn't go back.
Yeah.
So you move in, the next step, when are you engaged? And the next step, when are you married? And then the next step, when are you a baby? And then the next step, when are you having the second baby? And then the next step, when are you guys moving to the suburbs? Then the next step, when are you guys, where are you guys sending the kids to college?
See, like, all this stuff sounds so exciting to me.
Yeah, this sounds awful. And also, every time I say one of those steps, I hear the cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Right. And then you start relating it to your life. Can I afford this? And I'm not saying women don't put in for this, aren't working the same. You know, I'm not even getting into that. I'm getting into the emotional scare that the men are going through, where they're going, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And then they're going, yeah, I can't afford that. And now I'm less of a man because I can't afford that. And 90% of things end because of money. So it's
is
like,
that what this guy's thinking? Just 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months in, it's... 3 months in, you're thinking of, I don't want this person across from me getting ahead in a way that I'm not at.
So I'm just going to cut it off.
I'd rather cut it off early than cut it off before we're about to, you know, get engaged, when I go, I'm just not ready.
Right.
And I don't see it. So, like,
in a way that it's better than this. But
in a way. I mean, yeah. I mean, we get so many emails from the other side. The woman that was ended after 3 months. And, you know, I think guys are way more aware of the things that are said after a breakup than maybe women think. Where we're like aware of like what is used against us as far as how we are seen as the manipulators. So then it becomes like, you know, this guy who's 3 months in, he's like, hey, you're great. Things are great. But I don't want to deal with you as a responsibility. That's another big thing is... Mm.
If you talk about the label, right?
You become more of a responsibility to me.
Right. I'm now responsible for your feelings, for making sure you're happy, for making sure that you feel I'm doing enough for you.
Totally. And listen, so to make it personal, Jess told me her, this comes out the 15th. The 15th, Jess told me her family's coming to town.
Okay.
Make sure you don't have shows before 9 p.m. on the 15th is something she said to me.
Before 9 p.m., okay.
Before 9 p.m. Open up before. That is a compromise that I can deal with.
Okay.
Okay? Fine. I'm in a position now where I can say, hey, comedy club in New York City, I'm free after 9 p.m.
Right.
If I was 3 months in with the girl, I look at her and I go, am I ready to make that compromise?
Right.
To me. That's my personalized, but I'm not that far away from the guy you're dating. So mm-hmm. I do think a version of this, of him going, you're great and all this stuff. I'm getting, in the beginning I had no answer. Now I'm very confident in this answer. Okay. That's how quickly I move. But if I was 3 months in with Jess and she looked at me and she was like, and like next month, my parents are coming in and I want to know if you're like, can you open up this night? I would make a decision between, am I ready to open up that night? Not.
Right.
And this guy's saying he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not personal. Again, that's not, well, your parents aren't good enough for me to meet or my girlfriend's parents are good enough for to meet. That's me saying, these are the things that are important to me right now. And this isn't more important than me clearing out till 9 p.m. That's kind of my thought.
Right. So I guess to answer his question, he said, is this normal? Do I see where things go? Or is this a sign to just be honest and break up? What would you say?
I think it's time to break up. I think to me, class in breakups is doing them as soon as you feel they should be done.
Right. And I think that no one, as much as we like might try to convince you otherwise as you're breaking up with us, I think no one really wants to be with someone that they have to do that to.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like no one wants to be with the guy who was like, do I see where things go? Or like, should I just break up because I don't really see it? No one wants to like end up with that.
He's allowed to have feelings. He's allowed to be wrong about his feelings. I mean, I've said this on this show. Someone once told me, and I kind of believe it, that men have the one that got away more than women.
Yeah, I mean,
because
like,
men cut things off
cut
too
us
early.
Off all the time. Yeah,
so, but I would say to him, take a look. I would say, like, for him to reassess it, take a look at what you want to compromise in your life. If you don't want to compromise a thing, then maybe you shouldn't be with this person.
Right.
Or if you want to compromise certain things and not other things, then you maybe need to discuss with them, here's how much I'm willing to do right now.
Right. Or if you really just don't see it going anywhere and you feel like you're going to do this in 3 months, do it now. Because that's fair to the person.
Also, is this a better way to break up? Like, you know, what's the best way? How would you want to be broken up with at 3 months? Because I think a lot of the fear, I think a lot of the reason men go too long in these things and then women look back and go, you've known for this amount of time.
I've said that before. Yeah.
So what would be the thing to say that would help a guy
in that situation?
Yeah.
Based on things that I've said to people based on the wrong way that I think that they've done it. I think an in-person thing, one, we've gone over that. Because it makes
it
you feel
person.
Like you're valued and not like you're an afterthought.
Okay, I'm checking off a list on people I did in person.
I think you're in person. I think you're honest in the fact that like, hey, I don't really know what it is. I wish I had an answer for you about why I just don't really feel like this is going to turn into anything serious. I really don't want to waste your time. And so I felt like I really enjoy hanging out with you and I could keep doing this for a few months, but I don't want to waste your time.
Mm.
And I want you to know how I'm feeling right now so that you don't feel like I'm like duping you or I'm stringing you along. And I just want you to know that like, although I think you're great and I really do like hanging out with you, I just don't really see this lasting for a long time. And so I don't really feel like it's fair for either of us to keep seeing each other.
Well, let's say her response is, I'm not asking to marry you. That's not what I'm doing. We're dating.
I think I would
see how annoying it is to be a guy. See how annoying it is. Well, this is what happens every time.
Men have notoriously had it terribly throughout history.
It is nothing harder than being a white man.
Exactly. I think I'd say like I don't realistically think that you're. I would say so. You're okay with the fact that we won't ever get married.
Well, I'm not even thinking that far ahead. I'm saying,
but if
you enjoy time with me now. I like playing this role. If you enjoy time with me now, why would you end it so early? Like,
because I don't want to waste your time because I don't see us getting married. I don't see us having like a long-term future. And I assume that's what you want. If you don't want that, that's then we can have a different conversation. But that's see, not, that's like, not something that I see us ever happening. What ever I like, happening with us.
What I think the strength of your breakup as a guy is to make it. And a lot of times people write in what you did perfectly. And what I think what you're saying you want to hear is he's making it personal to this relationship.
Right.
It's not you're amazing. You're going to find someone great.
Oh,
it's,
that's the worst.
It's you and I don't see with a future. It's not, right. I don't want a future. I don't want to be serious.
Right.
Because you do want to be serious.
You want to be serious, not with this person.
Yeah. You and I right. don't see a future.
And also just being honest that like there is no like thing that you can pinpoint about it. And like that sucks. Then that acknowledging that for the other person, that sucks for them to hear because that's like a tough, because you wish you did know the answer. So it would be more clear even to you. Like it's a struggle, I think, for both people. Even for this guy who wants to break it up, he's not like 100% sure. That's the easiest thing to do is when you're like, I know 100% that this is not what I want. Sure. And so I'm getting the hardest thing to do is when you're like, oh, I could be making a mistake. This might have worked potentially. But I think when you're honest, when you're like, there's nothing I can really pinpoint, I just don't really feel it. I don't think it's fair to you to be dating someone who feels that way. I don't want to waste any of your time. If you make it about like the value add to also like the other person in terms of like, I don't want to mislead you.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst feeling is when you feel like someone's like, has known for a while and just hasn't said anything.
I don't want to be the guy that 2 months from now has been hiding this for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you how I feel. I feel it. I've thought this out. This isn't a rash decision. I think a lot of times women, when I've gone into this conversation, it's been posed to me that I just thought about it 10 minutes ago. Like I sneezed and all of a sudden I was like, I should end that relationship. No.
Yeah.
This is thought out.
And I mean, here's the other thing. It's like no amount of anything that I even just said, if I said that to myself, would make me really feel that much better about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna like feel, it's gonna feel shitty regardless. It always feels shitty to be broken up with. It always feels shitty to like have an exciting thing that you were like really hopeful and excited for just kind of like be dead in the water.
Yeah.
And that's, but that's life. I mean, that's life. That's, that's gonna happen to you. If it never happens to you, you probably won't grow or be that interesting of a person because like, things have always just gone your way and gone well for you. I mean,
they should play this part of the podcast if it ever happens. Come back to this part and hear Jordana go, yeah, here's the positives. Now you get to learn about yourself and you're a more interesting person.
I mean, I do think that's true. I think that too. Like if you meet someone who's like been with the same person they were with since like high school, you're kind of like, you don't really like understand what it is to be like.
Well, they're more one person than they are a couple. It always seems like. I think they call it shared brain.
Right.
I think they're one brain.
Yeah, I think it always gives you more perspective, more insight, more like any kind of life experience where things don't always immediately go your way, whether that's with a job, whether that's with your like with your career, with relationships, with
family, with addiction.
Everyone has like their own like struggles with things. Like the idea in life isn't to just have everything line up perfectly because you probably just won't have anything to say then.
The pants got to be tight. Before it, so you can lose the weight.
Exactly. There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed.
The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Ella Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Ella Moves. From beginner to advanced, Ella Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Ella Moves. Go to ellamoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's ellamoves.com, code UUP. ellamoves.com, code UUP.
Let's do some awkward sex. You ready?
Yes.
Huge fan of the podcast. Never thought I'd be one to write in. But here we are, on New Year's Eve. I went to a concert with a guy I am seeing. Our night continued after the show to a local bar, and a few mezcal drinks later, I was drunk. We came home, had a lot of very drunk sex, but still fun sex. The next morning, when we were having sex again, I had a horrible flashback to the night before, which was rather blurry. And remember that while having sex, I had called out the name of the lead singer of the band. He didn't say anything but like, dear God, the shame.
Oh, Marcus Mumford. Oh, fish.
That's how much you know fish.
I don't know anything about fish.
I don't know anything about fish. I went to a concert.
I assume there's no individual
oh,
name.
Oh, fish. That could be confusing, like date a guy named with the last name Fish.
Right.
Anyways, it was super embarrassing. We've had yet to acknowledge it. Not that I ever will bring it up. I'm hoping that he forgot or didn't hear, or maybe even that I dreamt it. That all seems unlikely, though. I know I'm not the first person to fuck up names during sex, but since we just saw the band, it almost seems like I was imagining them, and I don't think I was. Happy New Year. I love that email.
It's funny.
What would you call this?
The call me by the drummer's name.
Okay. I'm with the band.
Oh, I like that.
I'm with the band.
The groupie.
The groupie. Call me maybe. I would also call it.
I like all these.
Yeah.
They're solid.
What
if a girl, you went to a concert with a girl.
And she called out the band's name.
The singer, lead singer's name.
You know what's funny? Like, to me, this would be different if it was someone I was dating versus someone I'm really in a relationship with.
Okay.
Like, if I'm in the relationship with them, like, I would be more insulted. But if we were just dating, I'd be like, you know what happens. Like, we just kind of met. You know, like,
But isn't that the time they should be, like, the most, like,
you would,
into
oh,
you?
You would, I know. I'm just, like, these are levels of disappointment.
Yeah.
How would you feel if they were like, Britney Spears?
Like, I'm like, are you guys on a? I feel like if you were having sex with her, you could probably just call her Britney, but you know,
Britney, it's Britney, bitch. Ariana.
I would be a little insulted. I think. I wouldn't like. I don't think it'd be like a deal breaker. I think it'd just be a red flag because, like, I don't think you can control these things. I'd be like, that they would. I would have to make fun of them for it, like, a lot.
I mean, wouldn't you assume they're thinking of them while having sex with you? Like, I would assume that she's thinking of Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder!
Who's that?
Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, Dave Matthews. Feels so good when you do that to me. Like,
right. Yeah, it would be like a little insulting, but it's not as insulting. I'd rather that than someone I know.
Okay.
You know?
That's worse. At least this is a fantasy.
Right. It's not something attainable. I mean, like, do you and Jess have, like, a list of people that you would, like, allowed a...
No, we haven't done that game. I think that game is bullshit.
I think that game's funny because
the
it's
hall
like...
pass?
It's like, it's not real because it's like, it's not real. It's more like just like a funny thing about like, who are your celebrity crushes?
Yeah, I understand that. I think the funny part is she know... Here's the problem with Instagram is that there's no dignity. Like, the minute you start dating someone, ladies, if you're listening to this podcast, whoever you're seeing, you can see exactly what they're into by who they follow on Instagram. Okay?
Yeah.
Men have, and you'd be like, well,
see,
our men's so stupid.
See, that's why it pays to be a stalker.
Yeah, this is why men are so stupid. No, we're simple.
Right.
We want to put all, we've consolidated all our friends from high school, college, their babies, and the butts we like to look at in one feed.
Okay.
Oh, boy, Tinsley. That's the violinist for Dave Matthews.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's...
Oh, Seal.
Seal. Yeah, like it would be.
Yeah. So would.
Oh, Steve Aoki. You know, like...
Are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it. My girlfriend's a big music fan. If she yelled out one of the Fish members, I would go, it happens. I get it. Right, you know, whatever. Listen, did you get off?
Yeah.
Can I get blown
now?
It'd
be better than like someone, like your friend of yours name.
Right? Yeah. If it was like, oh, John Smith, you know, like, and I was like, that's my best friend from high school.
Right. What?
We just went to dinner with them. You know,
exactly.
Like, we're not double dating with them again. It would change the relationship with a lot of people.
That would not be okay. But it's okay if they're completely unattainable.
Yeah. I think that's what makes it better. And then, like,
it's also like, if you got your shot, like, fine, go for it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you need it, if this is what's going to help you get there,
right, go for it.
That's our Sherpa to get up the mountain. He's carrying your orgasm.
Oh, my God.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims. And with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their T-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah. Hey, J&J. Love the pod. Even brought the whole group chat to the live New York show. Thanks. Here's a dating situation I'd like your ruling on. Oh, this is we're going to be the judges.
Judge J's? Order! Order in the courtroom! I don't know why I turned into a guy selling hot dogs at a baseball game. Order here.
Cotton candy.
Order here. Cracker Jacks here.
You'd be a great auctioneer.
One to the back of the... I just tried to do it.
Exactly.
Fucking flubbed it.
You just need a couple practice rounds. I met a guy a few months ago and he seemed to check all the boxes. Funny, smart, tall, good job, etc.
Boom! The mom's dream.
Boom, married. Last time I saw him, he invited me over to make dinner together and watch the sunset on his roof.
Ooh.
Needless to say, I was impressed by him.
Yeah, I am too.
He made pasta.
Ah, shit.
Weeks passed and we both kept trying to make plans, but one of us was always busy, not able to meet up.
That's a move. We have to acknowledge this could be a move.
But I was busy too.
Yeah, you know how many times like I've had like where I'm like where the girl goes, "No, I'm actually really busy tonight too," and I go, "Phew." Made it another week. So,
wow. Avoided that conversation.
Yeah.
Eventually, he mentioned that we should catch up soon and suggested that we could get wine, cheese, and crackers and hang out on his roof. This guy really loves his roof.
There's
no more annoying guy than the New York City guy with a good roof because he uses it to try to fuck you all the time.
Well, that's funny. I never even knew that.
The New York City guy with the roof, he's always like talking. He's like, "Yeah, we could have a glass of wine on my roof."
Ah, that's a way of getting you in the apartment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like we'll have some cheese on my roof.
We'll do some drinks on the roof, like, and then we'll see where the night goes. And it always ends up to his shitty two bedroom that's converted from one bedroom.
Exactly. Like there's a place around the corner from you where that sells things on a roof we could go to. You could pay for them.
Sells
them. I'm saying like you could pay for them. To me, it's
how about
like,
a roof bar that doesn't happen on top of your bed.
Right. To me, come to my roof is like I'm cheap and I'm trying to have sex with you.
Oh.
I thought this roof would save me hundreds of dollars on dates. Anyway.
You've been outed, roofers.
The New roofer. York City roof man. I'm on to you.
Before the spring can even get started, Jordana's outed you in the winter.
The realtors must tell guys who are like 24 to 32.
They do.
Like this roof is going to get you. You know?
Kidding me? You don't think some Israeli dude is saying that?
It's got views of West 15th Street garbage dump. Anyway,
bring a girl up on this roof. They sound done. All the Israelis always sound like they have a stuffy nose. You bring a girl up on this roof and you can get you have all the girls.
I guess it works.
Yeah.
Eventually, he mentioned that we could catch up soon and suggested that we could get wine, cheese, and crackers and hang it on his roof on Sunday once he got back from his college reunion.
All right.
Sunday comes around, it's 1 p.m., and I still haven't heard from him.
Uh-oh.
So I decide to text him.
Good.
He doesn't answer until 4 hours later and it hits me with this text.
Okay.
All right. You be, I'll be her.
You're her. You're blue.
Right. And you'll be him. Hey, I can bring the wine today. What time works for you?
See, I love her opening text. Can we start with that?
She's being positive.
Positive.
Friendly.
No judgment. And she's assume closing.
Right.
I've talked about the assume close before. In sales, they say, just assume you're closing the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So
just tell them what's happening.
Hey, I'll bring the wine. What time's good?
So this is at 1 p.m.
5:02. Yeah, she was right. 4 hours. Just got back into the city with an exclamation point. Oh, just got back into the city. That is almost.
You didn't even follow that up?
Wait, read this from the beginning.
Hey.
This is insulting.
I can bring the wine today. What time works for you?
Just got back into the city. No acknowledgement of the 4 hours that's passed or the plans that they had.
Yeah. Guys are the worst. Awesome. Are you still down to meet up?
No easy way of saying this. Just agreed to get exclusive with someone this weekend. I'm sorry. Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Then she says, I swear my heart sank. I felt so stupid and dumbfounded.
My heart just sunk. That is.
We thought we were getting wine and cheese on the roof.
Now you have a wife? You know, like
How can a guy plan what I consider to be an intimate evening with someone on his roof?
Okay.
I added that part.
We're not her fucking brunch. Yeah, but already, the word intimate, chill out.
Yeah.
This ain't your brunch. We're not going to agree with you right away.
I can consider to be an intimate evening with someone when he's about to get exclusive with someone else. Do you think he wasn't actually planning on getting exclusive with someone, or is he guilty of just trying to exhaust all of his options? Would love to hear your ruling on this.
So,
what do you think? How do the J's rule?
Court is in order.
Yes. Yeah, so we've heard the evidence.
Is he guilty of trying to exhaust all his... I don't think men work that way.
Was he actually planning on getting exclusive? It sounds like someone initiated the conversation with him. He had a bunch of other things mm-hmm. going on, one of which was you.
Yes.
But in this period of time where you were both busy, probably mm-hmm. he was busy seeing someone else as well.
Yes.
And then this person was like, I want to be exclusive. And he was like, well, okay, I guess I have to cancel this date.
Yeah.
But he felt scared of you.
Yeah. That guys are walking to the edge of relationship cliff before they jump off. And someone else he has been more serious with than you.
Yes.
That's the reality.
It's like The Bachelor, except where
it's
you get
the Bachelor.
To, you know, you don't know the other dates.
You're on The Bachelor. Wake up. You're on the show. Yeah, he was with someone that it became too much to hide you.
Right.
And in that situation, he has to choose someone to disappoint. You were the least he cared about, to be perfectly honest.
Right. Or it wasn't progressing in this to the same level as the other person, right?
Nah, well.
No?
I don't know about that.
That's what they say in The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I feel like I have stronger connections with the other girls here.
That's to me, that's a female way of looking at it. Where when I hear women say that they're like, you gotta have a roster. You gotta have a roster. You gotta have a roster. And then they're like, then you see which one works out and which one doesn't. To me, that's like buying a bunch of lottery tickets, a bunch of scratchers to diversify your lottery improvement. Mm-hmm. As a guy, I've never really worked that way. I've never had like five girls to say, I will see which one's the best for me to have a relationship with so that I'll have a relationship. To me, he already had this other person that he has been on and off with for maybe years.
That he's finally had to commit to?
He's had to commit to. I don't think they're going to work out, but I do think that...
Why don't you think they're going to work out? Because he's still been seeing this other girl?
It's tough. I really don't think seeing a lot of people at once is really a good way to like meet one person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to like kind of fuck five.
Right.
Like I've never really been concentrating on one person more than the other, you know?
So do you feel like if you're like actually into someone, you're not seeing other people? If you're really into someone?
I don't think you're seeing them in this way.
You're not like going on dates with them. Maybe you would hook up with someone if you met them out.
Sure.
But you're not like, come to my roof, I'll bring the cheese and wine.
Exactly. Okay. I think it does. This type of date scenario that he's going on with you felt like he's trying to fuck via boyfriend moves.
Right. And it worked with someone.
And it worked with someone a little too much. Yeah.
Right.
Now he's in a relationship with them. And with you, he has to go, hey, I'm exclusive with someone else. And he's using the environment against you because he's like, well, you can't get mad at that. We weren't exclusive. And it's like, that's not fair either. I don't
think that's... Plus, like, it's fine. He's not doing anything technically wrong here. It's not like he's in a relationship with this person. But it is kind of like... The way that he said this and the way that he did it is so reactionary that it makes him seem like an asshole.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
The best way to do it would be like...
You could win a court case and still be an asshole.
Right. At the very least he could do was a full day before be like, hey, I know we're supposed to go out tomorrow night. I have to say I've gotten like closer with this other person and I just don't really feel like it'd be right to like be going on dates with other people. And I'm sorry if I... led you on or for wasting any of your time.
Yeah, the ruling is he's an asshole, not a cheater.
Yes.
But you both can be true.
That's true, yeah.
You can be an asshole.
Right, and be technically...
Yeah. If we took him to court, which he is in court right now, he didn't cheat as we know, as far as we know. He got in front of it to a point where you could never like contact his now girlfriend.
Right.
Like that's the thing. Like, if you contacted his girlfriend and was like, I just want to let you know, I was seeing him too, and we were doing roof dates, she would be mad, but you'd be a little bit annoying for doing that.
Right. Because technically, he doesn't officially on paper owe each of you anything, whether or not he, like, owes you by just by human
decency yeah.
is a different thing.
Yeah. Totally different.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, I didn't see that coming either.
Yeah, I mean, planning
I've never texted just agreed to get exclusive with someone that this weekend. To me, that sounds like he closed on a fucking, you know, new property.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that's not even
that's like when your broker texts you and you're like, so you're still interested in seeing the place on Madison? And you're like, oh, I actually like...
I just agreed to terms. Yeah. It's weird.
Right.
So, I mean, you dodged a bullet. To me, this is also like, I've talked about this a lot with the guys that wouldn't be in the fuck game without the apps.
Mm-hmm.
This guy kind of rings that way to me. Like, I don't think he would be out there as much if he had to actually, like, go out and meet people at a bar because he uses the guise of an app that's there for romantic purposes to get him fuck buddies, but he's approaching them like they're girlfriends.
Yeah, and just, like, the wording of this, like, all of it, is annoying, and more annoying for her, I feel like, more annoying and as someone who's been in her shoes of, like, you're excited for a date and then, like, something... You're kind of like, oh, this guy is not at all who I thought like he was, or this didn't go as nearly as well as I imagined it to go in my head. It's just like kind of like it just feels like the air being let out of a balloon that you were really excited about.
I mean, the air was let out of my balloon when I read the text.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Let's do some more. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Want me to read it?
Go for it.
So I was living in D.C. for the last year. I started talking to my job back in August about moving to our New York office because I wasn't happy with my time in D.C. I'm not from around there and missed friends and family. In September, I started going on a few dates with this really awesome guy and he had the start of a really great relationship. But alas, my job let me know I'd be able to move at the beginning of November, so I accepted. Me and the dude tried out long distance for 2 months. I thought it was going great. We talked a lot every day and saw each other every 3 weekends. So the 3 weekends out of the 2 months we were separated, I was visiting him in D.C. last weekend. We had so much fun, but he ended things a few hours before I left. He has been burned in a long-distance relationship before and found himself too upset about us not being together and the constant goodbyes that he thinks just ending things would be a solution to the woes of long distance. This is my first would-be relationship in 3 years, and I felt really good about what we had. There was communication and trust, and I was more confident about him than any guy I've been dated in the past. I think it's silly he's letting all that go because of a 4-hour commute. In most situations, I would be prideful and just let it be, despite being upset and not agreeing with the decision. But in this case, I want to feel differently. I'm going back to be back in D.C. for work in a few weeks, and I'm wondering if I should reach out about meeting up while I'm in town. I don't want to feel desperate if he's able to stick to his guns, but I also don't want to be too prideful and let this good thing get away without covering all my bases. Should I try and meet up with him? And if so, what's a good post-breakup meeting setting? Your advice is gold, and I very much appreciate your take on the situation. What do you think?
I think it's very possible that the distance is an excuse for not really wanting to do this anyway. And the distance is a very, very logical and good. Anyone who you told that to would be like, okay, I understand. This is if in terms of the guy's not wanting to feel like an asshole.
Tough to disagree with.
This is one of the top, I would say, excuses that a guy can get.
Mm-hmm.
It's long distance. I don't want to do long distance.
Sure.
I think it's very possible that he's just like, doesn't really see the relationship going anywhere. And this is an easy way out, but maybe he also like likes you and then doesn't also the distance is the actual issue. He doesn't like you enough to like figure out every other weekend having to leave his city.
Yeah, it's back to that like, you know, responsibility thing.
Right.
Am I willing to do these things? I don't, but I'm with you. I think this is an excuse.
Right. Didn't seem like they were like really going out that long before she moved.
I also don't buy the I was burned in the past argument.
Right. That seems like it always feels like if you have two excuses, you have that they're both bullshit. If you have one, like it could be
they
true.
They cancel each other out. They're like negative numbers.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just the idea. I don't like when guys put things in romanticized, and I'll put in quotes, female terms. And I don't mean that, you know,
in the girly, emotional, sentimental
in that way where when men go,
when they try to replicate a rom-com.
Yeah. When anyone. So thank you for saving me. When anyone puts things in rom-com terms, I kind of call bullshit. Like they're just trying to write a movie for me to understand something that's really not understandable.
To make you feel like something is more significant to you than it is.
In the past, I've dated long distance, and we took horse and carriage each way, and she had to end it, and I cannot do it again. Right. Like, it doesn't, I don't believe, like, because, listen, people get married to people they got divorced from all the time. So, it's in your capacity to repeat a situation that's better with someone else.
Right.
You know, so, I don't, as for her question, I don't think, I do believe during a breakup, you should do whatever will make you feel better. So I don't think this whole idea.
So you think she should text him?
I think she should wait. The night before she comes back, I would say if it's still on her mind, if she's still questioning and needing answers, and I'm not saying you're going to get answers, but if having the second conversation will get you to, I think you have to like, first you have to say to yourself, this is over. Someone took the decision to make it over. But if you think getting back in front of them for coffee and just saying like the things that are on your mind will make you feel better, get yourself better. Don't play this game of like, I don't want to look a certain way. I don't want to be a certain way. You are you and you are fine.
Well, here's what I think you shouldn't do. I think you should do the things that make you feel good after a breakup. But often those things are not good for us. So I think, like you said, there's a right way and a wrong way to go about this. I agree, like the last night is probably a thing. But you also want to make sure that you're having a conversation and not just hooking up with someone because like you miss them and you feel like maybe that'll like put you back into like we're on again kind of thing.
Oh, you can't hook up.
Without any discussion. I think that's kind of what she like. She wants to be soothed.
You think she wants to hook up? I think she just wants to go talk to him.
She said,
wonder if I should reach out about meeting up while I'm in town.
Right. I think she wants to rekindle.
Oh, there's no rekindle.
That's what I was feeling. Like she's kind of like, should I reach out and see him while I'm there because like I don't feel like this maybe I can convince him out of this excuse this reason about like the distance that we can make the distance work.
You are right. She did say let this good thing get away without covering all my bases.
Right.
I don't think you're like gonna save the dying child. No.
She's trying to revive it and that's I think what she really wants from it. And I think that often what happens when you do that or when you contact someone that has broken up with you in that situation, you wind up hooking up with them, you kind of don't want to ruin the fun time that you're having, so you don't really bring up exactly what you like really want to say. And then you leave and you're sort of left in this like weird limbo of like now you have to break up all over again because you just hooked up with them and no one really got any. It just like reopened the wound.
Yeah, the only contact I think that I'm suggesting is you get coffee, you know this is over.
Right.
You let him know, you say the things that you want to be said. And then you go on your way. It has to have an ending. Like, but like this whole thing of like, I think it's okay to get yourself right.
Yeah,
and
just
getting
say,
yourself right is
get
not
your
hooking up with him, not getting back together. I think getting yourself right means having a conversation that ends with, now I've gotten that out of me, and I've seen your face, and I've witnessed, and it wasn't on the last day of my trip home. Because the way they broke up is kind of annoying too. She goes to DC, and then the last day he's like, this isn't working. Like, that to me, I would understand that she's like, wait a minute, I was just shooed out the door.
Right.
Like if she says, I want to get coffee to get my side out there to so that I can feel better about this ending, that's one thing.
Yeah.
If she's going back to like, hey, maybe I can put together Humpty Dumpty. No, it's not going to happen.
I think in the back of her, in the back of anyone who is broken up with who wants closure, I think there is a sense of like, I do hope that they've been like, oh, like, you know what? Maybe you're right. Like I changed my mind. And then like, they hook up with you because you're so familiar and they didn't hate you and they did like you, but not enough to date you. And then it just becomes this messier situation where, and it's very hard to resist. I think it's actually, if you do meet up with an ex, it's very hard to not hook up with them.
Totally. The comfort level's there. The conversation's there. You do one cute joke or smile when it breaks, like when you have that conversation with an ex and then you like, everything's mad until that one joke you make that like brought you guys together in the first place.
And then you're like, this feels really, really good.
Yeah, and then it feels good.
Yeah. Bless you. That's why it's a very, it's like a very risky thing. It's like you're putting your, if you're like, if it's kind of like an alcoholic just surrounding themselves with the bottle.
Sure. You're like, oh, wow. I remember these bar seats. I remember how the smell of the bar, you know, the beer wench. Yeah, it all feels right.
Right. So I think like if you're, if she feels like she's strong enough to like not to actually just go and do what you say she should do and just get say her piece and then leave, which I think is very difficult having been there.
Yeah.
Then
I'll tell her
do
this. I'll tell her this right now. I'll speak right to her. He ain't going to be your boyfriend again. He might be a hookup. He might be a situationship. He might be the guy that you're long distance with and you're seeing what happens. He will not be your significant other, and for that reason we're out.
Right. In the words of Mark Cuban,
in the words of Barbara Corcoran.
So save yourself the next 7 years.
Yeah, save yourself some
and
time.
just don't do it.
Let's play some games.
All right.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com.
okay. Would you rather be with someone who has no relationship with their parents or someone who goes out to dinner with their parents at least 3 times a week along with constant phone calls and texting?
Ooh, this is a good one.
3 times a week is a lot.
Here's the thing. The more you're with your parents, the less your parents matter.
Interesting.
So if they're three times a week, that's like me meeting their friend. Like, right. I would know them on a level that I'd be like, I could look at the mom and be like, yeah, this shit ain't working. She doesn't fucking, you know, like, I would like if I ended it with her, like, I'd look at the mom and I go, Elaine, it just isn't working. You don't understand.
Right. I kind of agree with you in terms of like when you see someone that much or they're that integrated into their life, they are more like your friend than your parent.
Yeah.
In most situations, just because like the formality is taken out of all of it.
Totally.
And it's like some people, it's kind of weird, but it's kind of okay to have your like a very close relationship with your parents, and like that's just kind of what's happening here.
No parents in your life, to me you're like it's a tougher person today, because also like there's nobody to talk shit about. Like there's
you want to talk shit about your girl,
not the parents, but like there's no like, oh, can you believe, like I come back from seeing my parents, I'm like, listen to this story.
Right.
Listen to this crazy shit. You know, like, there's no, I need
someone that you're forced to see that you can also rip.
Yes. Apart. I need diversification in my conversations.
Okay.
Less parents equals less diversification.
That's
what do you
fair.
Think?
That's a very interesting concept. I never thought about the talking shit thing. I guess you could do that with work, but
sure,
like.
Sure, but I don't know
I don't
those
know them,
people.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You need to have someone to mutually make fun of.
Yeah.
I feel that that's fair.
Every couple needs a couple doing worse than them.
100%.
Let's do another.
All right. Would you rather get cheated on all the time and never know about it, or have to tell someone you cheated on them?
Oh, get cheated on all the time. Never know about it? Yeah, of course.
Really?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you do.
I care, but I'm saying like, I don't know. Bliss.
Jess is another family.
Ignorance is bliss.
She's like that. Have you seen Up in the Air?
Yeah.
She's like that. The woman with the full family.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's not Up in the Air. Oh, yeah, it is Up in the Air. I was thinking of Up. I was like,
no, George Clooney's
girlfriend.
No,
that's the one where the barren woman dies.
Very sad.
It's a very sad opening for a kid's movie. Up in the Air. Yeah, the George Clooney movie. You find out that they has a whole other family.
Right. That's the only movie where the woman has a whole other family.
Yeah, it is true. I Yeah, I guess I would rather not know. Ignorance is bliss. I can keep my confidence. You know, telling someone you cheated on them, that is a... I mean, one's having the Band-Aid ripped off you while you're sleeping, and the other one is slowly ripping it off yourself.
So you'd rather live a lie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I guess so.
They're both pretty terrible.
They're both terrible. Let me please say that to the audience, one audience member in particular. They're both terrible.
I don't know. Get cheated on all the time and never know about it. I guess if you never knew about it, if a tree falls in the woods, but like...
Let's say you have the most perfect life. My whole life would be a lie. Everything you want in your life. Everything.
Right.
And then here's how it happens. Here's how you find out.
It's just sex?
Just sex. No, so, it's just sex.
No, I'm saying like, okay, let's say like my husband has been seeing prostitutes our entire marriage and I've never known about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be bad, but like I could probably...
It's better than
right.
telling your husband you cheated on him.
It's better than telling my husband that I cheated on him, and it's also better than my husband having girlfriends.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
That's like be like less...
Sure.
I wouldn't be like, my whole life was a lie because you took a porn to an extreme version.
Yeah. What if he only fucks chicks he meets at the bar and never speaks to again?
Still better than the girlfriends. Still worse than the prostitutes.
On the scale.
Yeah. I mean, there is a scale. I don't think cheating is a binary thing.
No,
it's
I
like
agree
a, there's a scale of hurt of offensiveness.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you.
I think if it's the prostitute thing, I'd rather the prostitute never know about it. If it's the girlfriend thing, I'd rather tell someone that I cheated on them.
All right.
Would you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
You want to read this?
Yeah, one more, yeah.
Hey, guys, want to hear your thoughts. Love the podcast and all that. Been seeing this guy about 2 weeks and everything's great. He seemed pretty normal. We really clicked. Fast forward to New Year's Eve when I get these texts. My first instinct is to block his number, but my friends say I'm being too harsh and maybe he just drank too much at a New Year's Eve party. Love to hear your take.
Okay, so you be him.
So I'm him. These are Happy New Year texts.
These
Ready?
Are right after our New Year's?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy New Year. I think January is going to be amazing, and then you'll be over me quick, and the rest of your year will be normal. By the way, who is your New Year's kiss so I know who to murder? Okay, I'm ready to see you now. Angry emoji. I hate your texting right now. I'm heading home soon, I think. I'm over you. Nobody goes 2 hours without checking their phone. Good night.
I pretty consistently go 2 hours without checking my phone. Sad smiley face.
He had a little bit of a meltdown. A New Year's Eve meltdown.
Wow.
I just see the clock ticking. 3, 2. And he's like, this fucking bitch.
Right.
She's making out with someone else.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is tough to come back from. If I did this to a guy, I could see a situation in which I was so drunk where I did something similar, maybe.
Sure.
But like...
None of us are beyond this.
Right.
But also, I don't want to be going through it with that person.
Right. This is like... This is one of the more embarrassing things that
it's
you can do.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because not only does he reveals, and then you'll be over me quick and the rest of your year will be normal. I don't even understand
deep
that.
Deep insecurity. He's saying he's like, I think we're going to have a great time in January and then you're going to break up with me.
Oh, then you won't like me anymore. Yeah. By the way, who is your... Yeah, so then it's revealed in the next one. Who is your New Year's kiss?
This is all stemming from like a very insecure man.
Yeah, that's bad.
Who's like very, seems to have hints of crazy going on.
Yeah, and he's trying to get you to text him back by saying he's over you.
So she wants to know, her first instinct is to block this number, but her friends say she's being too harsh and maybe he just drank too much.
I like the guy version. I'm over you is like the guy version of like, I'm pregnant.
Right.
Answer.
Yeah, I'm over you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now? Not be involved.
You won't be able to find anyone. I think you block him. I think he's got to grow up, and I think you're going to be what helps him in the long run. But I wouldn't want to be the one that like helps someone get through their insecurities like this.
Right. I had a guy once was like day drinking. I had gone on 2 dates with him. I was like on the fence,
mm-hmm.
and then he was like day drunk, and then he was like texting me like very intense things, like I miss you, blah blah blah, all this stuff, and it was like it was on the fence, and it was enough to make me choose the side of the fence that was
the not with him,
right? And it was like, I wasn't like, oh, this is because you. In the beginning, you got to play a little bit of a game, and I wasn't sure about. I also wasn't sure if that was like too harsh, but it was kind of. Could be things. Can be a turnoff.
It's a turnoff. Yeah. That's the most important part.
Yeah,
is jealousy is the ugliest trait.
Yeah,
it doesn't look good, especially on men. It looks very small. Also, they're 2 weeks in, just the same as your situation.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the beginning. Those are the most stressful parts of me or not.
Those are really when you got to be on your A game. And I don't, some people are like, oh, dating shouldn't be a game. But like the first month of anything is kind of a game. If you show up to work, you're going to act differently than you are in the first month.
Yeah.
Then 6 months. You might stroll in at 9:30 if you're supposed to be there at 9 a year in, but you're not doing that day two.
No, no. Like, there's a difference. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go through this with this guy. And also, like, you shouldn't force yourself to be attracted to someone. This is unattractive.
Yeah, and I think it's okay to be turned off by that. And, like, I don't know if I would just block, because this guy seems
block
like
is a little much.
I would just say, like, hey, this was a little bit much for me. Like, I don't really know if I see this going anywhere, but, like, best of luck.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do him the favor of not blaming this. Hey, I think I'm looking at this more casually than you are. I'm not going to continue. I wish you best of luck.
Right. I said that to that guy, and then he came back with, like, I never said it wasn't supposed to be casual.
Well, that's right. The thing you have to hold strong on. You can't just believe.
Yeah.
This is what happens all the time. Someone ends it and they go, I didn't want it. And then some people are like, oh, well, if you don't want it. And it's like, no, don't take them at their word.
Right.
it's like having a gun to someone's head and they're like, well, no, I'm on your side. And you go, right. Oh, okay.
Right.
I guess I
know where the money
now.
Is.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. Well, that was it. Thank you very much for listening.
Keep telling your friends. Keep making your Instagram stories. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Betches.